As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Get ready to go to a whole new world when Rubicon Theater Company kicks off the summer youth programs with Aladdin Jr. Soar to new heights on a flying carpet ride filled with romance and adventure. This magical musical will take the audience on an unforgettable journey. When the street urchin Aladdin vies for the attention of the beautiful Princess Jasmine, he uses a genie magic power to become a prince in order to marry her. Aladdin Jr. opens July 7th and runs for 5 performances through July 9th. For tickets, call 805-667-2020. Or go to www.rubicontheater.org.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I hope that you are waking up. This is our early show and, of course, starting your day in a positive way. And of course, it is, I would say it's like 4th of July weekend, okay, because it's going to be Tuesday, right?
I think a lot of people might extend with a little
Take
the Monday and really make it the long run.
Yeah, or you could go into the next weekend, right?
You could go forever.
I know, you could go. There seems like there's always something to do. But anyways, of course, this is the 4th of July weekend that we're talking about here. And of course, fireworks, family reunions, barbecues, all that good stuff. And but of course, it is the Declaration of Independence Day. And again, if you're just waking up, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, we're so glad you're here. We always like to start our show with something uplifting. And of course, the best teamwork comes from those who are working independently towards one goal in a unison. And that's kind of goes along with my my saying that I always say is many hands make little work. So I am your host. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. And of course, we always love to start off with giving out our phone number. And that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We love to give back here on the Kim Pagano Show, and all you have to do is give us a call, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and what you're calling about, of course, and one of the team members will get back with you. And also, we want to make sure that you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those other chances to win, and really to find out a little bit about us and to kind of really start to connect. And I always say it's like a community support group. And, we support each other in the gifts that we've been given. Also, we have our website, and that is kimpaganoshow.com. And we do have our newsletter that goes out every single week. And when you call up, just ask if you want to be a part of that. You'll hear all the events that are happening. And not only that, all a little bit more about our guests when if you have any chance that you had to miss it. The other thing, we have our podcast, and all you have to do is go on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. I do want to talk to you about some of our great things that are happening. And of course, Tom's going to do that for me, and he's so great at that, and I appreciate that. Some of our mentions and some of our giveaways. So
let's start off with a taste of Camarillo, the longest running wine and food festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling fine wines, craft beers, and gourmet foods on the grounds of the historic and very beautiful Camarillo Ranch. It's Sunday, July 30th, 1 to 4. I've been to this one a few times,
yeah.
And I will say the marriage between wine and beer, hey guys, has become really, really good. So the Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is really happening. The oldest, and these folks, you know, I'm not going to mess up her deal. I know she's coming in a little later on, and
yes.
I'll let her talk about it because it's really incredible.
There you go.
How about if we go with tequila this time? Tequila and Taco Festival. It's a big music festival, California's largest traveling tequila and taco music festival, returning to downtown Ventura Plaza Park. And we have that for 2 days, and it's going to be coming up on Saturday, July 22nd and Sunday, July 23rd. It's really fun, and the best gourmet tacos you will ever have, live music, and good times.
We always got good parties around here, don't they? And each one of these do an amazing job.
There's another one. How about
this?
The 24th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival. It's time for the hottest summer event around, and it is the 24th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th, Plaza Park in downtown Oxnard. 2 days of spicy foods and sizzling entertainment. How are you on the spice?
There you go. I love spice.
On the heat?
I'm
mid to hot.
Yeah, I like it. Does it have a kick? I'm there. But
a
if it's like,
good.
You know, where you can't breathe afterwards, not so much. And Lou doesn't like, my husband doesn't like that at all. He's
I
getting better, though.
I don't want a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, there you go.
I just want to have
exactly.
fun. So there's all sorts of taste award-winning salsas and blah, 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 plus tortilla art and fun activities for the kids. This is a good time, and the admission is free for this one. You're going to love it, the Oxnard Salsa Festival. You going to booth there? Are you going to?
We'll be out there.
Kim's always somewhere.
I am somewhere. So are you.
There.
I know that, right?
How about California Kettle Corn?
Ooh, yeah. If you
we
haven't
can
had
logo
theirs.
It, right?
Yeah. They
it's
do a
good.
Great job.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so what's our giveaways? Let's start there.
Rubicon Theater. We have tickets for the Rubicon, and we will also be giving away the Taste of Camarillo tickets. All of that coming up here with Kim Pagano on KVTA for this beautiful Saturday morning. I can't wait for the Rubicon Theater. They have the iconic animated film with an Academy Award winning score by Alan Menken, and we are talking about Aladdin, of course, and this is Aladdin Jr. to get everybody out.
Yeah, and it's all the kids that put this together, and I'm going to take my grandchildren there. It's a perfect summer. We just talked about that, right? It's a perfect summer getaway. Well, let's just start off with some tequila and taco festival tickets. I've got a pair of tickets that I'd love to give away, and of course, again, that's 2 days of fun in the sun, and that's Saturday, July 22nd, and Sunday, July 23rd, and of course, I'd love to share my guests that are coming in today. And first, we're going to talk with Michael Blazer, and we're going to be talking about primary residential mortgage. Then we've got Haley. I don't want to mess up her name. It's Masakawa. Masakawa. And she is from Ventura Water. They are doing big things out there, and everybody is doing a great job out there. So we're going to find out a little bit more about what's going on there. And then we've got a whole nother show, another hour after. But what do you do for 4th of July, Tom?
Well, it's my anniversary.
Oh, it
to
is?
Begin with.
Okay, you think I'd get that after 10
19
years.
19 years. 19
wow.
years that I've been married to my lovely wife.
So I think I always say this, right? So the fireworks will begin.
Yes, they will. And we always have fun. We always have a great time. There's a big block party on my street.
Oh, that's very
and
cool.
And yeah, everybody
Who
gets
started
together.
That? Did Colleen?
One of our friends on
okay.
the street. See,
okay.
when we first moved in, it was a big deal for a few years, and it kind of slid back. And somebody said, you know, that was really fun. Let's do it again. So for the last couple, they've been pumping it up. And one of the houses, they have you bring the drinks and a side dish, but they have hamburgers and hot dogs for everyone. It's
and
so
generous.
And
do they do it in the street or in their backyard?
We actually gate it, so we walk out into the backyard, then everybody comes out on the street. Because remember, in Fillmore, we're allowed to light off those safe and sane fireworks. So it becomes a really big deal for the block, and it's lots of fun.
And do you have
fun.
Music?
Everything, yeah. Everybody gets
Okay.
And one of the families has a pool, so they cycle the kids through there. And so you can dot, dot, dot from house to house.
Yeah, so it's kind of a, you go to each house. And mm-hmm. Yeah, wow, that's really good. I know that we've got the fair, the street fair coming up. And, of course, that is on Tuesday, right?
Such a big deal.
Yeah, they do such a huge thing. And, of course, vendors. And I know that Ventura Water will be out there. I'm going to be trying to be stopping by on that. But there's just, you know, there's just so many things happening. Now, let's talk about, you said you guys are legal to do it out there. How is that legal out there and how does that work?
Fillmore has had it since I was a kid, wow. And I'm not sure how they do it, but we are talking about the fountains and the lightweight sparkler type things,
okay.
Those little ground flowers,
yeah.
But people sneak in, and we had it in the news here earlier in the week where the real explosives, the aerials, people
right.
do bring those in, and there's a lot of them. The police just busted somebody with 600 pounds
Ooh,
of the illegal fireworks.
Not
so good at all.
Yeah.
Remember, folks, if you bring as much as a sparkler outside in any of the other cities, that's arrest. You cannot, they're illegal. And you have to remember that. Don't light them off.
Right.
Don't light them off. Because if you get fined, and they even have, and this sounds a little ratatouille, but they have put out a big thing in many of the cities, neighbors, turn in your neighbor.
Yeah.
And they'll give you a
there was a time that where we lived before that somebody lit a fire, and I have to tell you, it was kind of behind our house, and we were like, oh my God. So all I knew to get the horses out of there and to get that, you know what I mean? It was like, this is no longer fun now. So there's so many things, and I've seen where, you know, you blow up a firework and it goes back in your kid's face, or, you know,
terrible.
You just let the perfect, what you don't know, right?
And the other thing is there's a great fireworks show in every single city. In the county. All
yeah,
of them. And
that's what they do.
And the other one is Moorpark. They have theirs July 3rd. So if you want a lot of fun, go to Moorpark. You'll see fireworks July 3rd. But every single city on July 4th has something. So go there.
Yeah.
Why not?
You know what? You can have your barbecues ahead of time. Mm-hmm. That's what we usually do. And then we kind of all head out to wherever they're professionally doing them, correct?
And that's the way to roll out. But I would say for the daytime events, it is the street fair that is probably, got to give it to Ventura.
God, they do such a good job.
They do a great job there, and it's really, really fun. And
are you going to be out there?
You know, on the we'll see where we bounce around on the anniversary and see where our tour takes us. But we always love going out there.
Yeah.
And there's stuff to buy.
Exactly.
It's fun.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we'll figure out what we're going to be talking about. And again, I'm so glad that you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We have lots of stuff to give away. And let's just give a pair of Aladdin tickets to the Rubicon. And we were talking, you know, they have the best shows there. They always do a great job. And this is actually all the juniors that are putting this on. And so if you have, you know, if you want to just sit and kind of be, you know, kind of entertained and or to have grandchildren or have children in your life or just, you know, you want to go in and have a really low-key, friendly, you know, Academy Award-winning, you know, adventure. Check these out. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's time for Southern California's hottest summer event, the 24th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th at Plaza Park in downtown Oxnard. 2 days of spicy foods and sizzling entertainment. Enjoy the region's best salsa bands. Take to the dance floor when the music moves you. Enjoy authentic foods and refreshing beer and margaritas. Taste award-winning salsas. Shop in their marketplace, plus tortilla art and fun activities for the kids. Festival admission is free. Premium seating available online. Don't miss the Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th. Visit OxnardSalsaFestival.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, if you're just tuning in with us right now, we talk about anything that can add value to your life. And of course, this morning we've got Michael Blazer. And of course, he is with Primary Residential Mortgage. Michael, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks.
This is like a hot topic right now, I have to tell you. People are going, okay, do I buy? Do I refinance? What do I do? And I'm so glad that you are here to kind of guide us in that. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you've been on several times, and you are the expert in this industry. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, I've been licensed in the mortgage industry now for over 40 years. I've been doing it for a long, long time, and I've been in all aspects of it, including loan origination up to senior management, back to loan origination by choice. So I've seen all of the phases of the mortgage industry. I've seen all of the regulations, and I've guided thousands of customers to successful completion of their mortgages.
That's great. And of course, you know, I know that your experience, that's something that somebody walking into a new industry cannot, you just can't do that. You just can't get that kind of experience because it's life, you know, it's all the life skills that you've accommodated for all these years, correct?
Right. Lots of little nuances, even in today's tighter guidelines, there's lots of little nuances that less experienced people just wouldn't be aware of.
Right, right. Now, let me ask you a question. What are the trends right now in housing?
Well, obviously, single-family homes are appreciating dramatically. The home prices in the Canal Valley, people are fighting for the what I call the lower-end ones, although they're high by anyone else's comparison. Homes in the 600s are getting multiple offers and bidding way up over asking price.
Crazy.
But then we see a little bit of a lull in the million-plus arena, so people aren't moving up quite as fast as they used to either. So.
Right, right. Now, let me ask you, how can millennials best enter the housing market? And not even millennials, even first-time buyers. Is there still any first-time buyer programs?
Well, there are some of those programs available. You got to be careful because some of them are very limiting. They limit you on income, or there are certain considerations that you have to be aware of. However, one of the programs we have is we marry a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac conventional 7% loan program, which means 3% down, with a grant that our company provides, which means the grant, there's no repayment, of 2%. So they only need 1%. And even that can be a gift from a family relative. So very little money up front is needed to get into a property if somebody really wants to do it. But like I said, there are limitations in price, loan amounts, income levels, and those kinds of things. So it's not for everybody, but they do exist out there.
Now, is that they have to show their, their pay stubs, all that? I mean, so many people think, okay, I just need a loan. How do I get a loan? And what's the process? Because I think that's a big, confusion.
Well, the process really, the home buying process really starts with me. It is to go into the home market looking for a house. If you don't know what you can afford, is a major mistake. You have to look at homes that you can afford. You need to get pre-qualified and subsequently pre-approved for your offer ever to even be considered. So it always starts with the lender, and unless you're paying cash, of course. And I can make strong recommendations as to markets that you should be looking at, areas of our Ventura County that you should be considering, and maybe it's a townhome, maybe it's not a single family.
Let me ask you, when you just said cash out, okay, if you cash down on the whole thing, can you get into a home and then refinance it after?
You can. If you do it within 6 months, you typically won't be hit with what's called a cash out penalty in the price. It's a nominal penalty, but it pay a little bit of a premium in the price for taking cash equity out. So if you do it within 6 months of buying it all cash, then there's no premium. But if you wait after that, then there probably will be a small premium you have to pay.
But now you acquire a property and then you refinance it,
right.
And then you already have credit, right?
Yes.
So it's like if you can't get it and somebody's going to be able to put money up for you, or you have money in the bank but you can't get a loan, is that the way to go?
Well, it certainly can be. I know many people who have done it. And, if you've got that much money that you can pay cash for it, it's a good investment. It's a better return than that money sitting in the bank, that's for sure.
Wow. Okay. Because right now, who's getting a lot of money for that, and right, in the bank? So at least
right.
You could get into a property.
Yeah, we're seeing an annual appreciation rate of somewhere between 5% and as high as 9%, depending upon the price point of the property. So, and that's annually. So even if it's the low end of that, the 5%, you can't receive that in the bank. You can't even get a CD for that.
Wow. So that's a whole nother – I didn't ever think of that. Okay.
Right.
So, again, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, listening here to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Michael Blazer. And, of course, Michael is with Primary Residential Mortgage. Michael, can you give everybody your phone number?
Sure. It's 805-796-6453. That's my cell, and you can just reach me directly on that.
Okay, and what about your website?
It's mikeforloans.com.
Can't get any easier than that, right?
Right. And it could be the number 4 or the word 4. I own them both, so either way, I'll get it.
Okay, perfect. So a question. Okay, why is buying a home the foundation for building your wealth?
Well, surveys have indicated amongst millionaires and billionaires that really it all started with buying their first residence. And I'm not talking about necessarily people that are real estate millionaires who have businesses in real estate. But I'm talking about just average people who have accumulated wealth over a lifetime. It started by owning their own home, and it's an important key. Now, that's not 100%, not universal, but the majority, the vast majority of these surveyed say that's where it started for them, because the home provides a basis of appreciation going forward, and it's something that you can branch off of. You build credit off of it, You have stability relating to it. There's so many benefits.
Okay. Now, I remember, you know, when I was trying to buy a home, we just had to show, you know, like you didn't have to show everything, your taxes, everything. They're so much stricter now because we had such that bump in the road, I would say, right?
Right.
So have things loosened up a little bit, or are they still as strict?
Well, it over-tightened as a result of the 2008 financial crisis, and the government intervened and passed a law called Dodd-Frank in 2010 that requires strict enforcement of all these regulations in terms of proving your income and your assets and so forth. Oddly enough, it is just now starting to loosen here in 2017, just starting to loosen a little bit. We're seeing signs of debt ratio percentages increasing on behalf of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to allow more people to qualify. And I hope to see future guidelines that have tightened up so much also start to loosen up. You know, it is a function of the volume of business that's being done, too. And
right.
To some extent, business is down a little bit. And so Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they're the ones that make these rules. They're starting to loosen a little bit. It's a good sign.
Okay. So that is that's a positive right there for some people, right? Now, what about if you are self-employed? Is that harder for you to get a loan?
Yes. Self-employed people they get the double whammy because it's unlike W-2 wage earners whose gross income, whatever the gross number is that they earn, is what we use. Self-employed people are looking at their net income after all of their expenses. So when they have a super aggressive accountant, as many do, who writes off so many expenses against their gross revenue and in many cases tries to zero them out as far as net taxable income, unfortunately, that's the number we have to look at to qualify them.
Mm.
So a lot of self-employed people don't see that coming. As they plan for their taxes and the idea of buying a home. You know, I'm a big proponent of planning. I've always said, plan. If you're self-employed and you think you're going to want to buy a home in the next year, 2 or 3 years out, you know, you should start meeting with your accountant and saying, look, I realize I can deduct this expense and that expense, but, you know, the whole point is I do want to show some net taxable income because I want to be able to qualify for a home loan at some point in time.
Correct.
So you have to have that conversation with your accountant.
Yeah, because you could be cutting your nose off despite yourself, right?
Absolutely.
Is basically, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. And now, is there anything with your amazing experience, you know, and I'm sure you're so busy right now with everybody because the industry is so crazy. Is there anything that you like, a couple things that you could really tell our listeners is like an easy 1, 2, 3 step to one, getting qualified before a home, you know, before they even go out with a realtor, they should be seeing you first getting,
right.
Because when you walk in and you want to put, a deposit down or a bid on a house, right. You have to be already qualified.
Correct.
Look at you?
They won't even look at you if you don't have a letter of pre-approval with your offer, because so many people understand that's the better way to go now, that they're actually getting pre-approved before they even go out and look. So when they decide to make that offer, they accompany that offer with a letter of pre-approval from a legitimate direct lender, not necessarily a mortgage broker who has no funding capability, but from a direct lender such as a primary residential mortgage where we actually fund with our money. And so if you have a commitment from us, if you have an approval from us, it's the real deal.
Okay, so that's a really big deal. Now, what's going on with the, is it HELOCs?
Say that again?
HELOCs.
Oh, HELOCs.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, well, so in 2007, home equity lines of credit were the most popular product in the mortgage industry. People were able to tap their equity and did so, and everybody qualified. Everybody got one. And what people have since forgotten is that at the 10-year mark, they have to reset into full principal interest repayment over 20 years, not 30 years, but 20 years. So suddenly in 2017, people who have forgotten all this all of a sudden get a letter from their home equity line of credit bank saying, your payment's going from $400 a month to $1,200 a month.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Suddenly they have to pay down the principal. And so this is taking a lot of people by surprise. Even though it was in their agreement, people just naturally forget about it over the years.
Or they don't really read them, do they?
No.
I know.
Really,
that's a big deal. I mean, we don't, you know, I know. Okay.
Well, at the time, but even at the time, if their mortgage loan officer told them about the reset,
they're still not going to remember, yeah.
They're probably going to forget.
Right.
Because you get so used to that low interest-only payment, so... I'm doing a lot of refinancing, combining a new their first and their second into all new first.
So,
and some cases, they can get a new HELOC after that.
Okay, after you, like, you kind of clean the slate, basically.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we've had, you know, good appreciation in our marketplace, so people have the equity now to be able to do that.
Okay. So, if somebody wants to get a loan right now, or a refi, or a reverse mortgage, you do that too, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
As well.
What's the first thing that they need to do so that we can kind of set them up for success?
Well, like I said, it's always about planning to me. You know, I want to guide people and tell them what they need to do with their credit cards, with their car payments. They need to limit their credit inquiries. They need to if they're going to move money around into an account, move it into an account before you start the process, so we don't have to trace all of those money movements between accounts for anti-money laundering purposes. All these new regulations came out of the 2010 Dodd-Frank law, and if people aren't aware of it, I can't blame them. But that's why I'm here. So call me. Let's talk about it. There's no obligation. And I can give you some guidance right over the phone.
Okay, perfect. And again, your phone number is 805-796-6453, 796-6453. Or you can go to mikeforloans.com, and that's either four or four.
Right.
And Michael, where are the loans right now for 30-year?
30-year fixed rate loans are typically in the low fours right now.
Wow.
You know, 4.25 is a good target right now.
Okay.
The 10-year treasury is rising at the moment, so we're seeing rates starting to push up a little bit. I have no idea if that's going to be a permanent or just a temporary thing, but I say it's just like trying to time the stock market. Don't try and time the interest rate market either. If you need to do something, get it started, get it done. Rates are good. Historically speaking, they're very low. So it's still a great time to do it.
I love it. All right, Michael Blazer, thank you so much for sharing all of your knowledge with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right, we'll talk soon. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, Haley is in the studio with us. And we're going to be talking about all the great things that Ventura Water is doing and how you could be a part of it. And so we'd love to share that with you. Let's give something away. And we've got some, let's see, what do we have here? Let's do a tequila and taco festival. That's, of course, coming up. And we've got tickets for you, and that's July 22nd and 23rd. So call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
It's a beautiful morning.
Get ready to go to a whole new world when Rubicon Theater Company kicks off the summer youth programs with Aladdin Jr. Soar to new heights on a flying carpet ride filled with romance and adventure. This magical musical will take the audience on an unforgettable journey. When the street urchin Aladdin vies for the attention of the beautiful Princess Jasmine, he uses a genie magic power to become a prince in order to marry her. Aladdin Jr. opens July 7th and runs for 5 performances through July 9th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to www.rubicontheater.org.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of homeownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
It's time for Southern California's hottest summer event, the 24th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th at Plaza Park in downtown Oxnard. 2 days of spicy foods and sizzling entertainment. Enjoy the region's best salsa bands. Take to the dance floor when the music moves you. Enjoy authentic foods and refreshing beer and margaritas. Taste award-winning salsas. Shop in their marketplace. Plus, tortilla art and fun activities for the kids. Festival admission is free. Premium seating available online. Don't miss the Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th. Visit OxnardSalsaFestival.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. And we have Haley Matsukawa in my studio. I just nailed it, didn't I?
You did.
I love it. I love it. And again, she is from Ventura Water. And oh my God, she brought all these goodies for my listeners. I'm so excited. And they're like a fun thing to do. You guys are like the happening. I'm telling you. I don't know why. I've never really thought about, like a Ventura Water company that was going to do something different. But you guys always exceed. And I love it. And I was telling everybody that you're going to be out at the 4th of July Festival. Yeah. Which they rock out there. I mean, they get so many people out there. But welcome, and tell us a little bit about what you're doing, and then we'll tell everybody about the goodies, and they can start calling in. And
yeah, absolutely, Kim. So right now, Ventura Water is launching its summer campaign. So every year we run a campaign, and it's just designed to encourage our customers to save water. And so this year we are doing 95 ways to save. So there's 95 days in summer, and we're going to be out at all these different events. So 4th of July is our next event. We'll be out there. We'll have prizes. We're inviting the residents to come to our booth and share what is their water saving tip. And we'll have our camera crew out there filming. So it's really fun. We get kids, families. We're just inviting everyone to come share with us how they save water at home. And then we'll be putting a video together that'll go up on our website and our social media,
how
YouTube.
Fun is that?
It's
very
really
cool.
Fun. So it's an exciting time if you want to get on camera.
All right. So Haley, let's just start off with, what can residents do to help save water this summer?
Absolutely.
What are some of those 95 ways, right?
Okay. Let's go through some 95 ways. So when we're looking at outdoors, obviously our temperatures heat up in the summer. We get really dry. We don't typically get a lot of rain. So we like to give residents tools to save water outside. So if you have landscape at your house, we always encourage that you plant those drought-tolerant plants rather than some of the other alternatives that use a lot of water, like our lawns. So drought-tolerant planting is always a good way to cut down on some of your water use outside. And Ventura Water has an incentive program if you're looking to do a project at your home. That's our WaterWise 2.0 incentive program. We actually have funds available for our residents who want to plant some low-water use plants. In addition, we offer high-efficiency sprinkler heads and a smart irrigation controller. We're going to talk more about that in a little bit. But both of these tools are free to our residents, and it's a perfect way to save water outside.
So, Haley, what do they have to do to get these?
So you can go to our website, and for the high-efficiency sprinkler heads, the website is just freesprinklernozzles.com. You just fill out a voucher and you get 25 free heads for our residential customers.
Oh my God, that's great. Okay, perfect. And do you have to put just your email in there?
So you just have to upload basically your water bill. We have to confirm that you are a customer. So this is for City of Ventura residents. And those both of those resources, the smart irrigation controller and the high efficiency sprinkler heads, are free to Ventura residents.
How cool is that? Oh my God, you guys are amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to make
and
sure
now
people
I know,
know
you have like a ton of fun events that are you guys are planning for the summer. Also, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So like I said, we'll be out at 4th of July. We're inviting our residents to come share their tips. And we've been launching this campaign for about a month now. We've been raffling off prizes on our Facebook page. So we're inviting people to come to our Facebook page. It's just at Ventura Water. And share your water savings tips or share some of our videos. And we have raffled off Patagonia backpacks, $50 gift cards to Green Thumb, Hurricane Harbor tickets, all kinds of different fun stuff. So we invite everyone to come to our Facebook, share your water savings tip, and get in those raffles to win some of these neat prizes. That'll be going on through the month of August.
I love it. Okay, great. Now, what about the gardening classes? That's like, I love gardening.
Yeah, we're so excited we get to offer these throughout the year. So coming up next, July 15th, is going to be our class on Mediterranean natives and drought-tolerant gardens. So going back to that talking point, how can people save water outside, plant those Mediterranean natives?
Now, do you give the classes?
I'm at the classes, and I actually invite local landscapers and experts to come.
And talk about it because they have the knowledge?
Exactly. So every class, we have a different speaker, which is so fun for our community to get to connect with some of these landscapers.
So let me ask you, okay, so in that class, mm-hmm. what would be, and I'm maybe you don't know this,
yeah.
maybe you do, but a great flower to plant for any ideas?
Well, you know, we always encourage any kind of California native. So as you've been seeing outside, our California poppy is in blossom
okay.
this spring
so
after
that would
some
be
water.
A really good one.
Any
okay.
of the sages, they do well. They're colorful. They invite the birds and the bees, and they do really well with just a little bit of water.
Okay, perfect. Very cool. All right. And now what about the upcoming event? Did we talk about that, the free smart sprinkler?
We have not talked about that.
Okay, so tell me about that.
So on top of our gardening classes, we are actually going to have an extra event in the month of July. So this is going to be July 29th. It's going to be at our maintenance yard at 336 San Jose Road. And this class is just designed to invite people to learn more about those smart irrigation controllers that I was talking about. So smart irrigation controllers, what they do is they actually take your local weather data and they take
this
your
is
customized.
Brilliant.
I know. It's
I know.
It's so innovative. And so what you do is it takes your local weather data and then it also takes, you're able to customize your yard. So you're telling your controller where your shrubs are, where your grass is, where your other planters are. And it takes all this information. It customizes a watering schedule for you. So when it's raining outside, your controller will know based on the local weather data to automatically turn off your sprinklers. So you're not watering when it's raining. You're not watering as
That's
much when it's cool outside.
That's the most annoying thing when I see it's raining and I'm like, honey, did you turn it? It's like, well, that would be such a big help.
Yeah, people always forget when we get that rain to go out into the garage, turn off their controllers. So what these smart controllers do is they take that away from you so you don't even have to remember. It'll remind you and it'll control it all on its own.
Wow, that's so good. All right, so let's talk about one of the things that you brought to give away, and then we'll take a really quick break. And when we come back, then we'll kind of go through all the things because you brought some really good things. I appreciate that. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And of course, Ventura Water is making our life amazing out here. Everybody's done such a great job, haven't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, you know, Haley's here to kind of just share more of their stuff that they're doing and that, you know, I can get all of our listeners to be a part of it. So let's do some giveaway.
Awesome. Well, I brought here today, something I brought is our high efficiency shower heads.
Ooh.
So if you have an older shower head, it might be using more water than's needed. So we actually have here in the studio some high efficiency shower heads that'll, they're really comfortable. They're still have the right amount of pressure, but they're limiting some of the water you use in your shower.
And so are they going to barely trickle out?
Or? No, okay. These are good. These okay. are really,
you know
really
how
good.
You go to a hotel mm-hmm. sometimes, I'm like, oh, no.
No, but, these are very comfortable.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, I'd love to give that away right now. And so call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And when we come back, we're going to find out more, and we're going to give some more stuff away. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
It's time for Southern California's hottest summer event, the 24th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th at Plaza Park in downtown Oxnard. 2 days of spicy foods and sizzling entertainment. Enjoy the region's best salsa bands. Take to the dance floor when the music moves you. Enjoy authentic foods and refreshing beer and margaritas. Taste award-winning salsas. Shop in their marketplace, plus tortilla art and fun activities for the kids. Festival admission is free. Premium seating available online. Don't miss the Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th. Visit OxnardSalsaFestival.com. Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past 2 decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to tell you that we have a whole nother hour that is ahead of us. And of course, I'm going to just say that this is the 4th of July weekend. It kind of is, right? I mean, then you just lead right into Tuesday. Does that mean we have off till Tuesday? No, yeah. I don't know. I'll figure out a way to do that. But I do want to tell everybody that on our next show, I've got Jennifer Cooper Finnerty, and she's going to be talking about the taste of Camarillo. And of course, we've got tickets. And then I've got Gary Blum and Kathy Marino, and they're talking about the Oxnard Salsa Festival. And then I have Diana Anthony with Bolt Equities Incorporated and Big Rich Realty. And we're going to be talking with all of them and sharing some really great ideas. And of course, right now I have Haley Matsukawa. I got it. And she is from Ventura Water, and she brought all these goodies. But I did want to share with you, and we were just talking a little bit on our break, that I actually took all my grass out and I put all the stones in, and then I kind of, it's very, other people started doing it all in my little cul-de-sac there. But I put white roses in, and it's so pretty. And yet I feel like I did my job, right? I'm part of what you guys are talking about. And at the same time, I'm not using very much water, so it's perfect.
Yeah, that's awesome, Kim. We love to hear from our customers who have removed their lawn and maybe put in, you were saying you put in some drip irrigation.
Yeah, I did. It's just enough for each flower and mm-hmm. rose and plant, but I did it very simple.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's so exciting because there is a lot of variety. You can do a lot of different things and plant these landscapes that use less water than our traditional lawns do.
Yeah, and
they look great.
You don't have to have that desert scene.
You don't have to.
And
exactly.
I think that's what really holds a lot of people back is at first I was like, oh, I don't know. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to still do it pretty the way I like it, but, it, you know, get rid of all the grass.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what our next gardening class, the Mediterranean Natives and Drought Tolerant Garden is all going to be about, all the variety, all the different options you have when you're looking at planting some plants that are native to our area.
That's cool. I love it. All right. So again, you guys are going to be out for July 4th. And of course, you're going to have more goodies that you're doing right now. But let's go through some of your goodies that you guys give out, because you do. I'm serious. You guys do a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. So we will go ahead and raffle some of these off to our listeners. And then also, anytime you visit Ventura Water at any of our outreach booths, we always have some of these free resources for people who come by and visit with us. So we'll be at 4th of July Street Fair. We'll be at the corner of Oak and Main Street in downtown Ventura.
Okay, perfect.
So we have here a hose nozzle. And so what this does is you just put it on the end of your hose and it gives you control over releasing the water. So these are great for gardening outdoors, for washing your car, rather than just letting the water pour out. You have this little control here that allows you to change the different settings, how strong you want the stream.
It's got the little dial on the top.
It's got the dial, yeah. Exactly. So these are perfect for people who are going to be doing some watering outdoors. And then also what I brought here today, which we don't always have, so this is kind of a special treat, is actually what we call a tree bag. So for all of our listeners that have small fruit trees at home, or maybe juvenile trees that they just planted in their yard, what we have is a bag that you basically wrap around the trunk of your tree and you fill it up with water, and it slowly releases some of that water to the tree's roots. Rather than just laying a hose down, letting it run, you go into your kitchen, you start cleaning up, and you realize that you've left that hose on for way too long.
Yeah,
and then that's how you get water waste.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, so you put it around the tree, then
yep.
You fill it up, and then it kind of...
It slowly releases the water, exactly,
wow.
Right to the tree's roots. And these bags are really neat. You can actually join them together if you have more than one to fit around if you have a little bit of a larger tree.
Wow. Very cool.
Yes.
All right. That's cool. And what about those shower things? Because those are the best, I'm telling you.
Yes. So we always have our shower timers. And I used to think that these were just for kids, but they're not. They're actually for adults, teenagers.
It's just a reminder, you know?
Absolutely. And so these are just little reminders. They're little shower timers that you just stick in the inside of your shower. You flip the timer, and when the little dial runs out, you should be finished with your shower. 5 minutes or less is what we encourage.
Okay. All right. I like it. Haley, where can everybody go to find out all this information if they were driving and they were like couldn't write it all down?
Yep.
Or, you know?
So all of the information of all of the different resources we offer, our rebates, our incentives, our gardening classes, our WaterWise workshops, all of that information is at our website at venturawater.net.
Okay, and perfect. And if they have any questions, is there a place they can call?
There is. We have a customer care line, and that is listed on our website as well. So with any questions, you can go ahead and find all of our contact information at venturawater.net.
Okay, perfect. And one other thing. Is there a different way to use water as opposed to, obviously, in the summer as opposed to the fall?
Yeah, well, for all of our residents year-long, we are in a water shortage here in Ventura. We're still in a water shortage event, so we do require a limited of 2 days of watering per week. And so that continues throughout the year. But when you are watering in the summertime and throughout the year, you want to be making sure you're watering in the hours that are cooler. So you want to be watering
from
6 p.m. Okay. to 9 a.m. is what we require. And that just limits your water waste due to evaporation. So if you're watering in the middle of the day when it's hot outside, the sun's out, you're going to be having some of that water evaporate, and that basically doesn't get to your plant roots and gets
and can't
wasted.
You burn them that way anyways if you do it when it's too hot?
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be running your irrigation at that time. You want to be running exactly 6 p.m. to 9 a.m. is what we recommend.
And what about like washing, dishwashing, soap, you know?
Yeah, all the time. It's important to make sure when you're loading your washing machine, your dishwasher, you want to make sure that you're loading a full load all the time.
But is there a time that you should do it, like later in the afternoon or earlier in the morning, or does it not matter?
Not, I wouldn't say the timing for those indoor appliances matter quite as much. You just want to be making sure you're optimizing. You're really running that dishwasher when it's full and not just for a few dishes.
All right. Well, perfect. Haley, you always do such a great job sharing all the great stuff that you guys are doing at Ventura Water. I thank you so much for being here. And I do want to remind everyone to be careful with fireworks. You're going to be out at the 4th of July festival, yes. Street Fair.
Yes.
What are you doing the weekend?
Oh, the weekend. I might try to make it to the college for fireworks.
There you go. For the experts to do it, right? We were talking about that. So anyways, well, I thank you so much for being here. And of course, we have a whole nother hour for everyone. And I thank you all for joining us. I do want to give away some of these great things that Haley brought in from Ventura Water. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Liberty, when it begins to take root, is a plant of rapid growth. With that, was that in line, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, again, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us because we'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.